There's been a lot of discussion about the fact that not that many patients are offered clinical trial participation. A lot of patients are treated without it being brought up. Their physician may or may not be involved with clinical trials. What do you think is behind that, and what types of financial issues are involved? I've heard people say, docs in practice, that in some of the trials, particularly the ones that are sort of governmentally based funding, that they lose money by participating. And there's been a cutback, and I don't want to kind of get into the whole politics, but just sort of globally, how do you see the issue in terms of how well we're doing and what kind of financial support is involved for participation?
That's a real interesting question we could spend a long time on, but just briefly, I think enrolling patients on trials is very complex, and there are many issues that relate to why more patients don't go on trial. And as you know, only about 3 or 4% of adult cancer patients are enrolled on clinical trials in this country. That's a real problem because there's at least 300 drugs that are in active testing now. And since many of them are designed to be used in combination, the number of clinical trials that need to be completed to understand how well these drugs do is enormous. And simply speaking, there are too many trials chasing too few patients right now. So this is a critical problem that we have to solve. Now, there are many elements to the problem. One of them is, in fact, financial. The studies that are sponsored by the National Cancer Institute that are typically run through the cooperative groups like SWOG, ECOG, and CLGB have fixed funding, which usually amounts to approximately $2,000 per patient as a per-patient grant. Unfortunately, those dollars don't even come close to covering the fixed costs of taking care of a patient, and that has to do with the nurse coordinator time and the data management time and all of the reporting that is intrinsic to a clinical trial. It doesn't appear to me that there's going to be any relief on that. The NCI budget was approved frozen. Already a number of trials from some of the cooperative groups have closed, and a number of the committees in the cooperative groups have also closed up business. So there are literally some diseases that are not even being studied by the cooperative groups now. So we have a real problem with the NCI-sponsored trials at that funding level. And that problem is compounded by the fact that community oncology is now seeing a tremendous impact of the budget cuts that occurred as a part of the MMA Act of 2003. And this year in 2007, we're really seeing the implications of this because the way that drugs are funded make it clear that some of the regimens we give are underwater. It actually costs us more money to purchase the drug than we can give it at. We're losing money on that. So what I've seen happen in community oncology is sort of a dichotomy of practices in terms of what they're doing with research. Many practices are just saying it's not worth doing research because there are fixed costs and infrastructure that one has to develop for research, including regulatory staff and budgeting staff and people that do the trials, the research coordinators and data managers and research assistants. And to have all that in place is just too expensive, particularly as it relates to NCI-sponsored trials. Other groups are taking another approach. In fact, actually, many of them are banding into networks where there's centralization of some of those processes to make the process more efficient. So I think we have a big problem in terms of reimbursement for trials. Now, on the pharmaceutical side, we've seen growth of trials, in part because pharmaceutical companies have more agents and they want to get those agents tested, and also because community oncologists have more physicians who are better trained, who understand clinical trials, who came out of the academic medical centers, who are interested in doing trials. So we've seen a shift over the last 10 years where the large majority of trials were actually NCI-sponsored trials done through cooperative groups, to now over half the trials actually pharmaceutical companies sponsored and being done more and more in the community. But some of those challenges still exist.